This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We are still doing our series of Imam al-Bayhaqi's Ash-Shu'ab al-Iman, or the Comprehensive Encyclopedia of Iman, and we have done around 10 of the various branches of faith. We'll now move on to two of them today. Today we'll combine two of those branches, and those are the fear of Allah and the hope in Allah's mercy. So of the branches of Iman, without which you are not a mu'min, is to have a fear of Allah and a hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the fear of Allah, this is a constant theme of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in over 50 verses the concept of having khawf and khashya. And khawf and khashya are not exactly synonymous. Khashya is a type of internal fear. And khawf is a fear that you have, a generic fear. And all of them are due to Allah. فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسِ. Don't be scared of mankind. وَخْشَوْنِي. Have khashya of me. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Don't have khawf of them. وَخَافُوا. Be fearful of me. And the maqam, or the level of khawf, will allow us to get to the highest levels of Jannat. In Surah Ar-Rahman, when Allah mentions both those levels of Jannah, the higher level is given to whom? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Whereas the lower level does not have that concept of khawf. So the khawf of Allah will allow us to go higher. And there's a beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari that demonstrates what is khawf of Allah. There's a verse in Surah Al-Mu'minun that mentions those who give of what Allah has given them and their hearts are terrified knowing that they're going to go back to Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Aisha, listen to this beautiful hadith. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, their hearts are terrified. Are these the people that are drinking and fornicating and committing all types of sins so they're terrified? The Prophet ﷺ said, La ya bint as-siddiqa. No, O daughter of a siddiq. No. These are the people who fast and pray and give charity and their hearts are terrified that Allah will not accept their good deeds. That is the maqam of khawf and khashya. The righteous people, they are terrified. What if my deeds are not accepted? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that even the angels, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Even though the angels do not really have a hisab per se, they don't have a punishment per se, but because the angels realize who is Allah, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. The angels themselves are terrified of their Lord who is above them. And in the famous hadith of those seven people who will be sheltered on Judgment Day, one of those seven, the person who remembers Allah when nobody's looking at him, and overcome with fear, his eyes began to cry from the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the concept of crying from the fear of Allah is something that is well known. It is mentioned in the Quran that the righteous people, when they hear the verses, you find them crying. You find that their eyes are full of tears. And from the lies of the Sahaba, we know this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his own daughter begged the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, don't put my father as the imam. Every time he recites out loud, he begins to cry. Umar radiallahu anhu, how many times in his khilafah, he recited a verse and he would stop at that verse. He couldn't move on because he would be choking. And Umar was a man who would terrify everybody. But when he stood in front of Allah, he himself had that terror of Allah, or the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times Umar would be sobbing, his beard would be wet. Uthman radiallahu anhu, every time he would visit the grave, he would be trembling, he would be crying. Once his student asked him, why are you crying and you are, you know, such a great sahabi and whatnot? And he said that if I had the choice and on Judgment Day, I was waiting for the hisab between heaven and hell, and I don't know which one it would be. If I had the choice, I would opt that I was never a human, I was never created, I would just be dust, and that I wouldn't have to face the hisab of Allah. This is what Uthman would say, how about me and you? And the concept of khawf and khashya is a well-known thing. Every Muslim has to have fear of Allah. But along with that fear, there must also be hope. Hope must exist coexist along with fear and hope in Allah's mercy, optimism, Allah will forgive me, Allah will help me. It must be together in the heart along with fear. If you only have one of these two emotions, you will go astray. And it's common sense. If you only have fear and there's no love, no mercy, no tenderness, no hope, generally speaking, these are the types of groups that gravitate towards fanaticism, harshness, looking down at everybody. And we all know that type of person, that really he just is a person, he can't really function in society. And frankly, these extremist groups, they characterize what happened when you only think of fear and Jahannam and fear and Jahannam, and you have no love and you have no hope. But there is a danger on the opposite side. The opposite side, we also know those types of Muslims, they have no fear of Allah. And they commit every sin in the book. And when you tell them, they say, oh, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, He shall forgive me. This is not hope, this is foolishness. Because genuine hope causes you to act in a hopeful manner. Genuine hope makes you strive for the hope. That's what real hope does. Otherwise, this is foolishness. If you just sit back and do nothing, commit every sin in the book, and then say, ah, Allah is forgiving. Allah, you are being lax about Allah's maqam. The both of them have to exist together. And of course, the evidences of hoping in Allah, putting your trust in Allah, having an optimistic, a positive outlook. This is something that is well known in the Quran and Sunnah. In the famous hadith in Tirmidhi, hadith Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah said, O my servants, as long as you worship me and put your hope in me, وَرَجَوْتَنِي, you have your hope in me, I shall forgive and I shall not care. As long as you worship, notice, he didn't just say put your hope and no worship. As long as you're doing what needs to be done and you put your hope in me, I shall worship, I shall forgive and not care. And in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah divided mercy into 100 parts. One of them He sent down to this world. And because of it, people show mercy to one another, so much so, a mother animal that shows mercy to its fowl or to its chicklet or whatever, it is coming from that 1/100th. In other words, all mercy in existence from the beginning of creation up until the trumpet is one. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has kept 99 that He shall use on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Imagine that. All of mercy that any two creation have shown one another from the beginning of time equals one. And Allah's mercy will be 99 on one day only. As for actually Allah's rahmah, it is infinite, it cannot be quantified. But on judgment day, 99 times what has been used for all of the creation. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, I am as my servant thinks of me. If you think of Allah in a positive manner, Allah will deal with you in a positive manner. But a'udhu billah, if you think of Allah in a mean or a stingy or whatnot, then that is what you're going to get. You have to have good thoughts of Allah. It is called husn al-dhan. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you should die except that you have husn al-dhan in Allah. You expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, true hope, it leads to action. Because when you're hopeful that, let's say that, you know, whatever the case might be, your boss you think is going to give you the promotion, and you're thinking at the end of the month, I'm going to be the one that's going to get the promotion. That month, you will actually be on your best. You're going to show that you deserve the promotion. You're going to do the best work. This is the sign of real hope, that there's an optimism that leads to positive action as well. That hope is what the Quran and Sunnah is talking about. Now, as I said, fear and hope are two pillars of Iman, but they must coexist at the same time. And this is throughout the Quran. Last time we talked about love. These three emotions, I want you all to memorize them. These are the three, I call them psychological factors, or we can say the motivational factors upon which worship of Allah is based. Love, fear, and hope. And love is the primary emotion, but fear and hope must exist as well. And even in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this is love. We praise Allah. He's worthy of being loved. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, this is hope. You are the merciful. You are the Rahman. And then, Maliki Yawmiddin. This is terrifying us. There's a judgment. There's adab. So even here in Surah Al-Fatiha, love, fear, and hope. And also in the Quran, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Tell my servants, my mercy, I am the one who is غَفُورٌ and Rahim, but also tell them that my punishment is severe. Simple verse that translates fear and hope must coexist. Tell my servants, I am the غَفُور, I am the Rahim, but also tell them that my punishment is severe. And Allah praises Zakariya and other prophets and other people in this phrase in the Quran, يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They would pray to us and worship us hopefully, in a state of hope and in a state of fear. They would be hopeful, Allah's going to answer my dua, but they're also scared, what if Allah doesn't? So Allah combines both hope and fear. And the famous scholar Ibn al-Qayyim, he gave that analogy that we should all memorize, simple analogy. He said that love is like the heart of a bird. That is the primary motion. But the bird needs to go forward, needs to fly. And the flapping wings, one of those wings is fear and the other wings is hope. It's hope and fear that cause us. But the life of our ibadah is love. But hope and fear, they propel us forward. They cause us to do things and abstain from things. Now scholars have differed. Which one should be more, love or fear? Lots of different opinions. Some say, and this is interesting, if you're young, you should increase the fear, because fear prevents you from committing sins. And if you get older and you're closer to meeting Allah, then you should be more optimistic and more hopeful. Others say that it depends on the state that you're in. That if you're flirting with a sin, thinking about a sin, then you had better think fear more, because fear is what prevents from committing sins. And if you need motivation for ibadah, you need to give money, you need to pray tahajjud, generally speaking, that's an optimism, a hope that Allah will accept. And all of these opinions are valid. The point is they must coexist in the heart, and there will always be a healthy synthesis of love and fear and hope. And once the Prophet ﷺ visited a young man who was terminally sick, he was about to die. And the Prophet ﷺ said, how do you find yourself? And the man said, I am scared of my sins, but I'm hopeful Allah will forgive me. Fear and hope. The Prophet ﷺ said, never do these two emotions combine in a person at this time, except that Allah will secure him against his fears and grant him his wish and desire. Notice, hope and fear go hand in hand, and it must be going together. And final hadith will conclude it, which really demonstrates both of these go hand in hand. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the mu'min fully understood the punishment of Allah, the mu'min would never think he's going to go to Jannah. If the mu'min understood the punishment of Allah, he would give up hope of Jannah. If he understood how harsh it is. And if the kafir understood the mercy of Allah, he would be certain he's going to Jannah. Think about this hadith. If the mu'min understood the azab, he would think, I'm never going to get there. Even though he's a mu'min, he's going to get there. But if you understood the azab of Allah, he would think, there's no way. If the kafir, who's not going to get there, understood the mercy of Allah, he would be certain he'd end up over there. And what is the correct path? Dead in the middle. We should hope, be optimistic. Insha'Allah, Allah will forgive me. I want Allah's maghfirah. Allah will show rahmah. Allah will forgive my sins. But at the same time, I am scared. I am terrified. What if he doesn't? What if that is not happening? Those two emotions, if they exist together, then know that you are upon good. But if only one exists without the other, then that is a problem that needs to be rectified. And inshallah, we'll continue our talk tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.